Now, former President Barack Obama recently addressed protests swelling around the country, and he urged young people not to forget about the election.
I've been hearing a little bit of chatter in the internet about voting versus protest, politics and participation versus civil disobedience and direct action. This is not a either or, this is a both and.
The country's youngest voters are now weighing their role in politics right now, as NPR's Sam Greenglass reports.
Chanel Sherrod is taking a break from marching in the massive protests near the White House. It's 90 degrees, really muggy, and she's got a cardboard protest sign resting by her feet.
Voting is not enough. We have to protest. We have to picket. We have to speak out on social media. We have to educate each other.
Sherrod is with two Howard University law school classmates. Dominique Dill says there's an urgency to this moment.
We've seen our parents, our ancestors, they've all fought, and we're still fighting in 2020. So we're going to keep this going until election and even past then.
At a park, I meet Raymond Sison and Natalie Spivak. After 3 hours protesting, they found a shady spot with some friends.
I was feeling pretty pessimistic a week ago, and I'm more optimistic in this moment than I've ever been.
Do you feel like the traditional systems of like political advocacy have failed you guys as a generation?
Yes.
Tell me why.
There's so many issues to talk about. I mean, we're here talking about police brutality, but I mean, student loans. There hasn't been anything that's been done for students here in America, like one of the most indebted generations.
Everyone here is in their early 20s. They're all planning to vote this fall. That's not up for debate. And like most of their generation, they overwhelmingly disapprove of President Trump. Where it gets tricky, Spivak says, is trying to prioritize. Do you spend your summer planning protests or organizing for Joe Biden?
That has been my biggest internal struggle over the last week and a half, is figuring out what's my place in creating change.
It's a question a lot of young people are trying to navigate, especially Gen Z. Voters in their late teens and early 20s who have grown up with endless school shootings, viral videos of police brutality, and a political climate defined by Donald Trump. In Louisville, 19-year-old Sean Waddell organized a march for Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old EMT killed by police.
That could have easily been my brother or my sister or anybody.
Waddell called me from a birthday celebration in Taylor's memory. Thousands released balloons and butterflies.
Seeing Trayvon Martin, seeing Eric Garner, black people dying over and over again before my eyes, and being told to go to our politician, and seeing so little, it does take away our spirit.
But young people aren't disengaging. Youth turnout doubled between the last two midterms, according to Circle, a Tufts University research group on young voters. They also found that in 2018, three times more young people attended a demonstration than in 2016.
We have no more patience to just sit around and wait for justice to be served on a silver platter. We have to go and fight for it. We have to go and take it.
That's Dawood Mumin. He's an organizer in Utah with March for Our Lives, the group behind those big gun control marches after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Political advocacy and voter registration became a part of the group's equation as well, but Mumin says young people of color, especially, have a harder time getting involved in campaigns and voting.
Electoral work is not the most accessible work. So when we tell African-American people, are you concerned? Go and vote. It's almost offensive. It's almost a slap in the face.
Research suggests protest energy could boost young voter turnout. Circle says young people aligned with the Parkland gun control movement were 21% more likely to vote in 2018. Matthew Noling with the College Democrats is hopeful about 2020.
The way to harness that momentum from the movement is really connecting the issues why people are protesting to direct Democratic Party policies.
Noling says protests over police brutality in Ferguson, Missouri, inspired him to get involved in politics. Afterward, he watched the Obama administration taking action, actions the Trump administration has rolled back. It's a reminder, Noling says, of what's at stake not only right now, but on Election Day, too. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.